Hello?
Hello, this is Elisa returning a call from the Alabama Unemployment Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I please speak to the person who requested this call?
Yeah, this is him.
Okay, I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was kind of trying to start a new claim.
All right, and I'll be happy to start that process. May I have your social security number?
Yes, 421-27-7349.
And may I have your first and last name?
Antonio, last name Clements.
And may I have your date of birth, please?
11/16/1987.
And your mother's maiden name?
Johnson.
And may I have your driver's license number, please, sir?
Yes, give me one second. Driver's license number 749-2463.
Thank you so much for that information, Mr. Clements. All right. Let's see. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
It is.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes, ma'am.
You did? Okay.
Yes.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
My bachelor's in education.
Okay, bachelor's. Thank you. And your driver's license, was it issued in the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, Mr. Clements, if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. However, what do you prefer?
Checking and savings, direct deposit.
Thank you. And may I have that routing number?
Yeah, can you stand by? I'm pulling it up now.
You're fine.
Okay, you ready to copy?
I am.
Okay, the routing is 083-000-108.
Thank you. And may I please have that checking account number, sir?
Yes, 316-089-7615.
And just to confirm that I have everything right, would you please confirm that routing number?
Yes, 083-000-108.
And that checking account number one more time?
316-089-7615.
Thank you for that information.
Yes,
all right. May I have your mailing address, please, sir?
Yes, 501 Church Street, Pritchett, Alabama, 36610.
And is your home address different from your mailing address?
Same.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And may I have a good contact phone number for you, Mr. Clements?
251-786-0577.
Thank you for that information.
Yes, ma'am.
So just to confirm that it is in the system, correct, I have 401 Church Street, Pritchard, Alabama, 36610. Is that correct?
Negative, 501.
Hold on. Let me see what I saw. What did I do?
Okay.
Hold on one moment. Okay. Thank you. All right, Mr. Clements, it's necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. I'm going to ask you some randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2320 Hayden Street, 4227 Eastland Drive Northwest, 705 Enestra Drive or 876 Barkley Drive, or you've never been associated with any of these addresses?
805 Enestra Drive.
Oh, thank you. Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? A 1993 Mercedes-Benz 300, a 1996 Harley-Davidson, I guess that's Flauston, a 1997 Oldsmobile Silhouette, a 1998 Jaguar XJ8, or have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
Never been associated with any of those vehicles.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Athens, Mobile, Bessemer, Prattville, or none of the above?
Mobile.
Thank you. All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Negative.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. All right. And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And your last day of working?
My last day of working was the week before Thanksgiving on that Wednesday. Let me just make sure. I want to say it was the 15th, Tuesday. November 15th.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Now, since you have indicated receiving military or out-of-state wages, let me just explain that the wages will not appear on the first monetary determination you receive. These type of wages will be requested by our agency, and once we receive the wages, they'll be added to the claim, and a second monetary determination with these wages will be added and will be mailed to you. So we sent out one determination letter stating how much you could get as a weekly benefit amount. But because you are stating that you have worked for the military in the last 18 months, we're gonna request those wages to be added together to determine your weekly benefit amount. Okay?
Okay, so I was deployed. And being that I was deployed,
mm-hmm.
I came back and got a civilian job. You're going to still use my deployed wages?
When did you get deployed?
I got deployed in November of
2020. Oh, so that and when did you come back?
But I got back in November of 2021.
So, yeah, we will still pull some of those wages from that time period. Because you basically spent 11 months of 2021, and there's some of those wages, so we can calculate all of your quarterly wages. So they'll still pull it a little bit, just to determine what your weekly benefit amount would be. Give me one moment. Let me check something for you, please, Mr. Clements.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Say again.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
40.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$20.
Thank you. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Say it again.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Mr. Clements, what is your job title or job description?
Currently?
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently unemployed. I don't have a job or, yes.
Well, let me put it this way. I need a job title or job description which reflects your skills and job history. This will help classify the types of jobs you may qualify for.
Mechanic.
Mechanic? Thank you. And was it a special, what type of mechanic, sir? Did you work on cars?
Engine mechanic.
Engine, I'm sorry? Engine mechanic?
Engine, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And that was engines for what type of vehicle, sir?
Military, civilian.
Okay, gotcha. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yeah.
Thank you. And who was your last employer?
Kimberly Clark.
Thank you. And may I have the telephone number for Kimberly Clark?
Let me see.
So the number I've typed in is going to be 251-330-3000. And when did you start working for Kimberly Clark, Mr. Clements?
I don't want to say around July of this year.
Okay. And then your last day was November 15th, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And the city and state in which this work was performed in, please?
Mobile, Alabama.
Thank you so much for that. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working for this company?
I was still within my probationary period. They didn't give me a reason. I took some days off for drill. I had a drill weekend and came back and they said no longer needed my service. Being that I was in my probationary period, they had every right to do so. That's
gotcha.
What I was told from HR.
Okay. All right. Name and the title of the person who informed you of this termination, please.
HR. I can't think. I don't know the name. I wasn't there long enough. I dealt with my supervisor, but it's a union place. And union and HR for the company is two different organizations. And
I gotcha. Now, the date you were informed of your termination.
Mm-hmm.
What was the date that you were informed of the termination?
I said the 15th.
So it was the same day of your last day of working?
No, so my last day of working was like 3 days prior. I got fired on my day off.
So 11/12 was your last day of work, but your last day when you was informed of your termination was the 15th.
Correct.
Let me change that a little bit.
Okay.
So you said that's the 12th. Okay. And again, you were told they did not have to give you a reason. What was the reason again?
They didn't give me a reason. And being that I was in my 60 days, which is my probationary period, they didn't have to give me a reason.